Our salute to public safety continues here this week on KNIA KRLS with a very unique opportunity to shape the future of public safety and emergency response. We have critical care paramedic with Pella Ambulance, Adam Novak, and Terry Voss with WorkSmart Connector and the Career Academy of Pella joining us here. And Adam, last time you and I were on the radio together, we talked about the need to create the next generation of first responders, and that recently Pella Ambulance had become a certified school for these things. Now you're at the other school in town, the public school in town, to try and take that next step. What were what's been kind of the behind the scenes to get to this point of having an emergency medical trainer class here at the school?
Yeah, so I mean, we're about a year into our program now. We just finished up our renewal process with the state. So going through about three classes so far with what we've done with our school. The Career Academy in Pella actually reached out to us a while ago, and some things just didn't line up at that time. But when we were able to revamp our conversation and actually discuss a little bit finer details, once we got our process figured out a little bit more on what can we do bringing in high school students into the emergency medical technician class. So Terry and I worked hand in hand for a few months and kind of ironed out a lot of the details on financials and how many students can we get in and what does that look like for student schedules, kind of bouncing back and forth between an adult education class and the high school class within the Career Academy. And once we got that ironed out, now we've been able to reserve some slots for the high school students for each class going forward and allow them to kind of take that next step in their medical profession, whether it stays on the ambulance or whether it moves to more of a nursing or physician role after that.
Well, and Terry, that's the Career Academy has been a unique place. Again, now it's been up for almost, I think, just over now 10 years in the sense of when I first came to town, it was being built. And then since then, you know, we have a lot of interaction about apprentices and getting, you know, students directly in the workforce. But you're always looking for classes that can help create a direct pipeline. And this is obviously a critical need in rural areas. What was kind of the idea of bringing it to the high school specifically into this age population? And how do you think that fits into the greater model of what the Career Academy has created?
Well, I think what we often talk about, whether it's talking with an industry professional or with us here at the Career Academy, is making this education and these certifications accessible. And sometimes as we get, you know, older, it can be even more difficult for us to find the time and the location and the place to get these certifications in such high demand career fields and career areas. So what better way to get young people to fill that need or fill that gap in a way that is fulfilling to them? It's their dream or it's their desires to grow in a particular field. What better way to make it accessible than to offer it in a high school program? And so that's why we started having these conversations about EMT in particular, because students are interested in patient care experiences. We hear that all the time, but they don't always know what that next step should be, particularly if they don't plan to go to a four-year college. They're curious, what are certifications? What are ways that we can get into that particular career field? But sooner than later, and we want to give them those avenues to do that, which is what we're doing throughout the Career Academy, is connecting local kids to area careers.
We're here at the Career Academy of Pella today as part of our salute to public safety this week here on KNIA KRLS. We have Adam Novak from Pella Ambulance and Terry Voss with the WorkSmart Connector talking about a new EMT class. And you know, you often offer this program, in fact, have frequently offered this program at Pella Ambulance, Adam, over the years to adults. And a lot of them, it becomes a part-time responsibility. Many of them have other opportunities. What do you think is going to be the unique opportunity about talking directly to high school students who could maybe find this and make this a real piece of their career, whereas maybe for a lot of adults, it's a supplementary piece?
Sure. So we'll talk COVID a little bit. So COVID was a huge factor within the healthcare industry, right? It burnt out a lot of professionals and it shortened a lot of people's careers. So in the healthcare setting, especially in rural ambulance services, we are seeing a major decline in responders. So for the adult side of things, that's great, right? People want to volunteer for their communities. But we're not seeing enough. So being able to partner with high schools and actually get the young minds and the fresh out of school mindset of motivation and what's my next thing that I can do to help my community, that's what makes this partnership so special, is we can get in directly with that younger population while still being able to maintain their livelihood outside of the schooling as well.
And Terry, how does this fold into a high school curriculum? I think that's one of the interesting pieces is that when you, you know, I've been around schools now in a professional setting for 12 years. And when I think about the high school, I think about, you know, the Spanish teacher teaching Spanish and the band teacher teaching band. And even here, right, a lot of your staff has to be certified and they have to have teaching licenses and all these other kinds of things. And their curriculum, though, those are also challenges to get welding and robotics into the class. What makes this ambulance challenge so unique, but also exciting, bringing in paramedics and EMTs who also have this experience directly into the classroom?
Part of what makes all of our classes exciting at the Career Academy is that we have real, you know, industry experts, people that do the job who are also teaching young people what that career could look like. So being able to partner with the city of Pella and have Adam as the actual teacher for this class was huge, because we will often say that students, they have to see it to be it, and they can see what Adam's doing, talk to him directly about what it takes. In terms of setting up curriculum and so forth, again, very fortunate that the city of Pella and the EMT service, Adam in particular, has the skills to teach a class. He's already a teacher trainer for the adult class, so we can use those same skills and apply that to a younger audience. And they can still find their way all the way to certification through that training. So this isn't just taking a class, it's learning the skills, preparing them for an exam, and getting them all the way to the point, you know, if they pass the exam, of having the job. So that's unique in itself. The other thing I should mention that this is an intense opportunity. So this is going to take some time and energy for students to pass this test and to pass this exam. They can't necessarily do it all during a school day, particularly when we're talking about ambulance ride along time. So there is a fair amount of this that's happening outside the typical 8:30 to 3:30 school day. And students who sign up for this will know that, because the job will go outside of a normal school day once they do the work. So we've worked with the city, we've worked with Adam to offer parts of this after 3:30 so that they can go be in an ambulance, be in the city offices, and get the training that they need outside of our building.
We're here with critical care paramedic Adam Novak with Pella Ambulance and Terry Voss with the Work Smart Connector and Career Academy of Pella talking about a new EMT class coming. So you've taught adults this for several years now, and you still do here in Pella and up in Des Moines. This is obviously a new audience. You don't typically get a lot of high school students, especially those who are still in high school that go through your process. So how do you as a teacher, what's been fun for you to learn about that challenge of talking to a younger audience, but also giving them some pretty adult lessons about emergency response and the things they're going to see? And how do you hope to kind of meld those things and make sure that these high school students could be ready as soon as they're done with the class to be riding in an ambulance?
Yeah, sure thing. So I think one of the biggest factors, and I've had high school students prior, but just kind of a handful in my 7 years of teaching. But one of the biggest things that I see is the coming in with the connotation and the knowledge of what is the expectations for a class like this. We really preach it on the adult learners on this is an intensive class. It's not just a extension of a first aid CPR class anymore. It's a very much, we're learning about all the human body systems. We're learning about what kind of life-saving measures we can take on the ambulance in order to save someone before we get to the hospital. And what I've seen in the past with some students is the fact that they come in thinking that this is kind of just another class, just another typical class that they take within the high school curriculum or outside of their current knowledge base. So the other aspect of it too that will make it pretty easy is everybody comes into the EMT class at the same level, right? Whether you're a high school student or whether you're coming from a different profession like Vermeer or Pellicorp, right? We all come with the same knowledge base. And that's the mindset that I take when I teach these classes is this is essentially a foreign language for them. And we give them that knowledge and those stepping stones from week one all the way to week 15. And we set them up for success, whether you are an 18-year-old or whether you are a 60-year-old, it's going to have the same stepping stones all the way to that, with it just being such a different class and a different mindset that we have to take.
And Terry, I suppose, what, as much as you can say, what has the response been like so far? Because I think, you know, it's pretty easy to measure the welding classes and then see them all become apprentices and then go off and have that career right away. This is obviously very new, especially to a high school population. What has the overall response been like so far from the current student base or from even other communities? And how have you helped Lowell and his team kind of build out the filling the registration, so to speak?
Yeah, that's been exciting to watch, actually, because whenever we introduce a new program, it's not uncommon for us to start with one student, like to pilot it with a very, very minimum number of people to make sure that we, you know, get it all right. For this particular opportunity, there were a lot of students that were seeking, asking questions, wanted more information, bringing their parents in to discuss it. We had a work-based learning information event back in November, and I peeked into the room that was focusing on EMT in particular, and there were a lot of students standing there. So we're going through the application process right now, and we do have multiple applications in already. Where we go from here is a whole round of preparing them for interviewing with Adam, doing mock interviews prior to that, helping them build out a resume, making sure that they're really prepared for this experience and set up for success. So it's this next little while that we're going to be going through the applications, determining, you know, how many students are really ready for this, really want to go for it, and will be successful all the way through to the end. And then it's going to be a matchmaking process of, you know, how many spots do we have and how many students are really prepared for it. But we want to serve as many well-prepared students as we possibly can. And I should add, too, that these aren't just Pella High School students. The Career Academy serves other schools in the area, too. So it's a unique opportunity for the whole region.
Well, and then, I mean, the other question, I suppose, I don't know who wants to answer this, is what this look like in a semester, right? I think it's very easy. Again, there's been years and other models and experiences with, you know, Spanish and history and all this other stuff to have that. What does a semester or even a completed program look like for a high school student?
Yeah, so it's going to follow what we followed in the past. And Terry and I have worked on this to build that curriculum a little bit, too. And it's the model that we're actually going to be using is more of like an asynchronous slash hybrid model for the going forward semesters. And what that means is there's going to be some outside learning outside of the normal hours that we meet, and they'll watch the lecture, they'll take notes, and they'll kind of learn on their own time prior to meeting one night a week at the Ambulance Service for Skills. So every Thursday we're going to meet for 15 weeks straight and go through all of the hands-on skills, simulations, kind of real world experiences for 4 hours, one night a week, 15 weeks. They'll have clinical hours as well included within that. So there'll be a minimum of 48 hours, 24 on an ambulance, 24 on at the ER. Some of the local ERs here we have contracts with that we send students to. And then once they hit their hours and their patient contacts and the requirements, then they'll be done. So then we prep them to take the test, which is kind of the whole reason of the class. Prep them to take the test. Once they pass the test, then they're certified and they can apply for jobs as an EMT. And it doesn't have to be just here, right? We obviously want our students to stay local to help out our service and obviously to help out the communities as well. But once they get their EMT here, they can go anywhere in the country. And they can, whether they go to college somewhere, if they want to take their next stepping stone to med school or to nursing school, right? This is an excellent way for them to be able to get their patient contact hours and that minimum learning or that basic learning and take it wherever they go.
Well, and Terry, for the parents who are listening, whether they're in Pella, Pella Christian, or the surrounding area, is this for credit? Is this something that helps towards graduation then too?
Yeah, I think when we're talking about like the budgets and the credits, what the key points are is that it is, the training is for high school academic credit. And the other thing is that typically if you're going to attend a class like this, it comes at a price. There's a cost involved. But for a high school student, we are making this available to them essentially free of charge. And we can do that because of a STEM BEST grant that we recently received and which was recently announced. And so we're very pleased, thankful, and appreciative to the state of Iowa for choosing us and selecting us to get that STEM BEST award, because that financial stability is what makes these programs possible.
I was about to ask about state support. So an EMT class coming here to the Career Academy of Pella, it's open not only to Pella Community School District students, but those across. But as Terry mentioned, there is a very extensive application process. So Adam, I'll give you the last word. Just your thoughts about what, how exciting this opportunity is to be in a school every day. I know that you, again, have trained dozens of people and over the years that have varying experience, but this has to be exciting just for you to be in a high school classroom and to have an opportunity to really engage with our next generation.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity. I mean, you see throughout the state of Iowa a lot of programs that are starting to go into different high schools because this is the next generation, right? These are the people that we want to train to be able to care for us when we get older, right? And it's awesome on my end because I can be the one that can do that, right? So then when we find partners like Terry and with the Career Academy and can do it within our local communities, it gives not only people and the students the opportunity to have that learning without having to travel extensively and pay a high price for it, but also think about all the community members that know that we are now training the next generation of EMTs and even further within the paramedics. So I'm super excited to work with the high school students and to work with Terry, and hopefully we can continue that partnership going forward so that we can make it a really successful program.
Well, and Terry, I just like with everything, right, whether it's an apprenticeship or it's some of these unique opportunities here at the Career Academy, again, not limited just to Pella community students. They'll probably make up a majority of the kids, but to anyone really in the area that's listening to this right now, what's the best way for them to take that next step? They heard about this. It may not be ready for 26, 27, but maybe beyond, and their students, a sophomore, a freshman, they want to think about it. How do they get started?
Yeah, and that's a good consideration because we want to make sure people know about this. So one of the first steps is you can go to worksmartconnector.org, and there's a tab there where you can click a student interest form. If you fill out that form, we'll be in touch and giving you the details and answering all of your questions. Outside of that, you can call the Career Academy of Pella at any time. We have a phone number listed here. Someone will answer the phone, and we can get you the right people, too, for any of our programs, but for this EMT program especially as well. And again, it's the collaboration throughout the community. The Career Academy wants to work with area schools. We're thrilled to be working with the city of Pella, and so we want to get the word out so everybody can take advantage of it.
That was critical care paramedic Adam Novak with Pella Ambulance. Terry Voss, director of the WorkSmart Connector here at the Career Academy. Always good to talk to both of you, and thank you for sharing today. Our salute to public safety. Thank you.
Thank you.